Hey, I'm Toby.
And this is Lorenzo, and we're from The Temper Trap.
And you're listening to Kink FM. Last year you played at the smallest stage at the Lowlands Festival, where it was already quite crowded. Have you had any time to take it all in during the last year?
You know, there have been occasions where you can kind of sit back and think about what you've done over the past year and the kind of milestones that we've gone past. But I remember Lowlands very fondly, because as I was on stage, there's like a little river that kind of was going down the side, and I saw people in massive inflatable balls running off a ramp and trying to run across the water and absolutely caning themselves. So yeah, it was a good festival, that one. My ears, my eyes, my brain is slowly busted by smoke. Red sky, the television singing down air. Head on, another crash is coming down air. Head on, another crash is coming
down. The success of this band obviously began when you moved to London and the BBC picked you up, and then mainland Europe got on the boat. But you're originally from Australia. How's Australia? Do you have the same success there?
Yeah, we do now, but it definitely, you know, having some success in the UK and Europe definitely kind of made things go quicker in Australia. I guess when we left Australia, we the biggest place we could play was sort of, you know, like 700-800 venue, and we're going back now in July, and I think we're going to play, the biggest venue we're playing is like 5,000, so...
So Australia just needed some reassuring, you.
Possibly, yeah. They just needed a little coercing, you know. Once they saw other countries jumping on board, they were like, "Oh, well, maybe we'll give it a try." I don't want to be caught at the back of the line, so.
I've noticed a trend the last couple of years that band members and bands themselves get younger and younger and younger, people of 19 or 20 years of age, but you're closing in on 30, I guess. Do you think that gives you an edge?
Maybe, you know, if we were 19, we'd be just running around and getting wasted every day, and maybe then kind of fucking up the shows, and none of this would have happened. And because we're kind of like more a little bit focused on really just trying to play great shows and write great music, that you know, there's that focus, and you can kind of like keep the distractions away a bit more than if you're really young.
The classic rock and roll story is the guys being in school or college, dropping out, and then going on the road. Did you have to make the same sacrifice, or did you all just graduate college?
I was a little bit more unsuccessful than Toby, you know,
explain.
I started a business course that I never finished, but I did another course that I did finish, so I did something with my life. But it's not the same story for everyone in the band.
Johnny got fired from a donut shop. That was a big sacrifice for him. He was looking for a career in donut artistry,
donut
and
pressing.
He didn't get to live that out.
Your record came out on Infectious Record, a label that's, in my regard, known for getting the right bands, because they've also got General Fiasco, who are playing here this weekend. But for the United States and other parts of the world, you had to take aboard other labels. How's that working out?
Yeah, well, I mean, our label in Australia, Liberation, they were the first people to sign us, and really, you know, They've been amazing ever since we started, you know, in 2006 with our first EP. And the American relationships that we're having now, they're really good, as things are starting to pick up over there, and they're really working hard and they believe in us. So, you know, they're getting us the right gigs and getting us in the right kind of space. So
that does, however, mean that you have to tour longer with the one record you have.
You know, last year we focused on Europe and like a bit of Australia, whereas this year we're kind of focusing on America a little bit more. But things kind of tend to take a little bit longer over there, which has been beneficial for us, because if we had to have tried to go around the world all last year, I think we would probably be dead.